If I was a bridge over. If I was a bridge over you, I'd like to span. If I was the sun, it's you I'd aim to tan. If I was a slice of bacon, I'd sizzle in your pan. But if I was a sardine, I'd kiss you in the can. Dude, hope you have a wonderful. So, tete a tete in Yankee Land. What's that? Is that what that is? I'll be thinking of you. Alright. Thanks.
The bowl is for the strawberries and the gravy. Can I get it?
Oh, hold down on that cheese sauce, hurry.
Oh, it isn't. Here it takes about take about 15 minutes to the pressure cooker. It's two. Well, Butcher promised me there were no bones in the chicken, so.
You can do
it
then, huh? Go for it.
I don't claim responsibility to do the filling on the breast.
Wash your hands. For your benefit, Kathy, Karin is currently in the bathroom, and we're having dinner here with broccoli with cheese sauce on it, strawberries, grapes, fresh strawberries, grapes sliced, chicken breasts, and looks like whole grain wheat, whole grain wheat rice. Looks like that has a cheese. Is that in a lemon sauce on it?
What?
Is that a lemon or an orange sauce on it? What is it?
Mushrooms.
What's the meaning of the tart taste?
Curry.
Curry, okay. Yeah. Do it over here. B's Kitchen for lunch today. B's Chicken and Dumplings. I love that place. It's great to cook. It's China. Sure, fuck. For a while. Gotta take your brother someday. Yep.
So wonderful!
Should I turn on the preserve?
Pretty safe.
They're really hard to predict. Sometimes they're really nice, really temperate, really upbeat. Sometimes they're just really, really funky. Real.
There wasn't
little signs out there.
Just Collins. I mean, there was no reason for it.
was kept expecting to see a road crew and I never saw it. I'm really looking forward to selling my bike. That's like,
really?
Can't wait. Now that I've made up my mind, I'm so bad this way, man. Every vehicle I've purchased, I get so excited about when I make up my mind that I'm definitely going to do it. I'm like a damn little kid. I get all excited, I get hasty, and I get impatient. I want to hurry up and do it now. I'm so bad that way. I was having when I bought my Lancia, when I bought my BMW, when I bought this. No, it wasn't bad when I bought this. I just didn't have the cash to pay for it right away, and I put a deposit on it. I waited until I sold my car before I could pay in full. So I didn't mind because I really liked my car. Yeah. I'm really looking forward to selling this bike. Man, I can't wait to get on that new one.
But you'll have another motorcycle, right?
Same thing, but just more.
Great.
You put a seat in the back of the car and you can ride. As soon as the car gets removed, it's a safe, dependable driving vehicle, then I'm going to sell the bike.
Yeah, but it's not as exciting to me as riding a motorcycle. Riding a motorcycle is like when I fly or sailing or water skiing or anything, it has to do a lot of wind and speed. Thrill.
I'm not sure how I'm going to finance it yet, but I am broke right now. This trip is going to just wipe me out.
Really? Do you have a savings account?
No.
You still have a savings account?
It's wiped out my checking account.
Oh. Do you have a savings account to fall back on, don't you? You don't keep a savings account?
I haven't been able to keep a savings account in 6 years because I've always been using all my money.
Well, you're spending it.
Well.
Yourself a
roll
and put away $100 a
month. Are you kidding? I don't know how much to get that.
That's what I've been doing.
Not until this car is on the road. Starting next fall, that's easy to do. When I've got a dependable car.
You'll find some college girls to spend your money on.
Probably true. No, but when my car is legally safe on the road, finished the paint job and everything. And the bike is my main form of transportation. As long as I've got that, and that's the one I want. Everything else is that I spend money on is basically just expenses, rent and stuff. I'll be able to save a lot of money. I mean, I'm putting a lot of money into this car. And that money would be going into savings if it wasn't for rebuilding this car. So when I finish the car...
So you're saying you're investing in
it? No, I'm investing in the car. When the car's finished and the bike's finished, I'll be able to save that money. That's going to... It's gonna be nice.
Well, then you'll probably
see. I haven't been out of debt. I haven't been out of debt in 6 years.
Really?
You're talking serious debt. I was $13,000 in debt 6 months.
Yeah, you told me that. I'm not upset, but I worry about owing Scarborough's $500 right now. That's all the money I owe in the world to anybody. It's a wonderful feeling.
I still owe $1,100 to the surgeon. And 600 to the hospital. But
here in Austin for
my niece. Yeah. But I'm gonna drag that out as long as I can.
Well, does Nautilus have some sort of self-insurance plan?
No.
I knew that was a stupid question. Sorry about that, Kathy.
No, they don't. It may be in the future, but not now. And only for the full-timers, I'm sure. See, Bob's passing through here, too. Bob will be here for 2 more years. When he gets his degree, he's not going to stay around at Nautilus.
What are you studying?
Engineering.
Sorry.
When he gets his degree, he's out of here, too. He's going to be gone.
Yeah.
Which is good, because hopefully the two of us can keep going for the next 2 years doing what we're doing. Because I need that job on my school.
Well, maybe you can find somebody in school. This is a great song.
Oh, I love this. I love the very big song. She was cooking. Was it when this came on, wasn't she? She was cooking and started going like this.
They were great.
It was great. What a good show.
So much.
Oh, you should have seen it not last night. There's a guy there. His name's Coleman. I don't know if you ever met him. Big scruffy beard. Really off the deep end looking. He's got the little kid in there. He's Big Jim Johnson. Okay. He's never in a really, you know, like happy-go-lucky mood. Tonight I was playing the soundtrack of The Big Chill, and he was dancing. I mean, I couldn't.
You found his sweet spot.
I couldn't believe it. I mean, always we're playing rock and roll, and he just sort of sits there and just walks around top, you know. I put The Big Chill on tonight, and literally, he was walking around dancing just like Andy was. I was amazed. I was just in shock.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but this is what Coleman was doing. Coleman, no, I was just amazed. I know what music he likes, man.
Did you ask him if he'd seen the movie?
Definitely hit his hot spot. I gotta get some music like this when I get the Chevy on the roll.
I can just see it.
Serious business. Oh, I'm gonna get a whole bunch of old soundtracks. Tape them. Just cruise. That fixture with the windows open. That'd be great.
People will see you go by and go, oh god, it's another 50-50.
That's right.
Over.
Oh, this car is going to be so much damn fun.
You probably be a big hit on campus.
Big hit on campus. I won't ever drive that car on campus. That car's going to have 6 feet on either side of wherever I park it. Anybody breathes on it, they will castrate them.
It's like a friend of mine, Beta Red, a Corvette. He's so proud of that thing. We'll park diagonal and take up
that
three
pisses
feet.
Me off. I don't like that. Nobody has the right to do that.
He did that in Houston once when we were all down there. And somebody
parked
diagonal next to him, and somebody else let out the tires let out the air of his tires.
Both
he had four flat tires. All four of his tires were flat.
When I had the BMW, I used to pull.
They told you that.
People that used to pull them like that. I used to pull him right next to him, right next to the driver's door, about like 4 inches away. So there's no way they could even walk in between the two cars. And that way, see, they won't open the door to hit you because they're pissed. They don't want to scratch their paint. And they can't get mad because your car is as nice as theirs. So they feel, then the point gets across. You know, if it was an old, you know, a Chevy Impala or something, a real old beast or an old Delta or something.
And
they get all just asshole, get away from me, you know. But if you pull up real nice in a nice car next to another nice car, they get so pissed, you know, because they know they screwed up and they shouldn't have done what they did. I usually used to leave a note too.
We used to keep when people did that to us on campus and up there, we used to keep white shoe polish in our glove compartments.
Right
on their windows, you asshole.
Did you really?
Right, you asshole, park better next time or something like that. That does get messy.
It certainly does, yeah. That's funny.
It made me mad. I'm usually very inconsiderate. Mm-hmm. A lot of times we were real nice cars, too. rich beer kids.
Those rich Baylor bastards.
Bitches.
I talk like I'm a YouTube vlogger. I'm just kidding. I have no loyalty to either.
There's a lot of rivalry too.
Oh, it's bad. I probably never consider myself a Longhorn.
But the best is the Texas Aggies against the Longhorns. Against Baylor too. That's the only thing that Longhorns.
The Aggies kick some shit, but they really get beat on.
Oh, we are so cold to them whenever they come up for a football game. And they start losing.
They get some serious abuse.
They do. Well, they dish you that. They ask for it.
Why? What do they do?
Well, they're real. They have a lot of school spirit. They're real tight. Because it used to be an army school. I told you I don't play responsibility. You have to tell the butcher. Because there used to be army, they still have a corps. You know about the corps. Have you ever seen them in the football game?
No.
Okay, they've got a lot of fight songs, and they've got a fantastic band. But they still,
more or less, the mob?
Yeah. Well, they play better music than the Mob, but the Mob is original. They're real.
They were so much fun to watch when they came to Houston. I really enjoyed them.
When Baylor went through the Playboy stuff, that year the Mob played down in Rice Stadium with bunny ears. Everyone was wearing bunny ears. Formed a Playboy bunny on the field.
That's cool.
Did little things to us. Embarrassed my father. He turned red. Is that really necessary?
Baylor approached it and tried to get him off there, didn't they?
You see, whoever was interviewing the girls at the Southwest Conference went to a room in Waco and started interviewing Baylor girls. And as soon as Baylor got wind of that, they said, anybody who's in clothes or even goes out there interviewing is caught, is automatically kicked out of school.
Such a crack in shit.
So, well, they're a private school, they can do that.
I mean,
you don't have to go to their school, that's the their standards. And for some of the girls,
it'd be good advertising to get money in.
It's great. Playboy said, great, great, we'll just stay here and whoever wants to show up and pose, it's great.
Yeah.
And some girls did. The ones that were graduating that year, they had nothing to lose. Mm-hmm. So there were a couple of girls in that Playboy issue. And of course, I had to buy an issue for them. My father told me, now, if you pose, I'll buy an issue. I said, thanks a lot, I don't think that's worth getting kicked out for. Besides, you know how I am. So I did get him an issue, and it was good. The girls were a lot better looking than the Vader girl. Oh, Playboy got so much extra publicity from Vader.
Yeah.
It was wonderful.
It's quite
that's
ample.
Why I have the bunny sticker on the back of my car.
Mm-hmm.
You check and see how the apple pie is doing? See if it's from all over the bottom of it.
Is it
hot? Is it warm?
Probably right.
Yeah. Here it is. I think my next big investment would be a blender.
I know. My next big investment for the house is going to be a cordless telephone.
Oh.
No, I take it back. My next big investment for the house is an Electrolux vacuum cleaner.
That is a good idea.
You've seen my apartment. That's a hell of a good idea. That's the next big investment. That's the next big investment in my house.
I agree wholeheartedly. If you took everything off the floor that's on your floor right now, you wouldn't have to shop for groceries for the next 2 months.
Oh, come on! It's not that bad. I cleaned today a lot. Because Richard's got his sister coming into town this weekend, so I cleaned up a little bit.
I'm surprised that next to every crumb on your floor there isn't a little roast. Just fat.
Well, we left them out. We left them out of the closet at night. We didn't free rain in the house.
You must have the healthiest and fatted room.
That is a pretty damn dirty apartment. I mean, it looks tidy. Well, it does now, yeah. But it's dirty. It really is.
Don't try to get into me. I already know.
God, I gotta get about Electrolux. I really do.
You could try to strap my old vacuum cleaner off the back.
We're gonna rent a sink cleaner when I get back.
Oh, a steam cleaner?
Steam cleaner, okay. Needs it better. Vacuuming, this is beyond vacuuming. It needs new carpeting now.
The steam cleaners, the old tables
are clean. It's the floors that are clean.
Cleaning tables?
Mark, you're crummy? I clean the tables and counters. I haven't mopped the floor in about a month. It's been about a month since I mopped the floors. I've never mopped Richard's bathroom. I don't think Richard's ever mopped his bathroom since he's lived there for 2.5 years.
Oh, that's...
Richard is a pig. He really is. That place, you wouldn't believe it. When I got there, my place looks spotless compared to what it did when I got there. When I got there, the kitchen floor I thought was gray tile or a light tan. I'm serious. I'm dead serious. I thought that was the color of it. And I spilled some water once on the floor, and I went to pick it up, and I wiped it, and it got clean. And I was like, oh my god.
It's white.
It's a light tile floor. I was shocked. I was scared. I was like, good lord. I mean, it took me a day, literally a day, of like 3 different times I had to scrub that floor down with the mop, different buckets just to clean it down. It was filthy. My bathroom, it was literally black behind the toilet. Black. I had to use a spatula. I'm serious. I used a spatula on the floor behind my toilet to clean up the shit on the floor.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't literally fecal matter, but there was some sludge back there. I don't know what the hell it was.
I was going to eat the rest of my dinner.
Good, you're ahead, and I'll finish the story. I literally had to use a spatula on the floor behind my bathroom. That's my toilet.
Disgusting.
Oh my god, that was so gross. Oh. At least I scrubbed on my six counters. But occasionally broom up the floors. We just don't have a vacuum cleaner in the house. We've got to get it. Dust in there.
Only thing I noticed was the floor. Because I was
laying off. Yeah. It's dirty.
Oh, dude.
I can't. That's priority number one when I return. I can't. Oh. I sneeze when I walk because the dust comes up. I'm serious. Oh god, my bedroom.
I think when I was there and you were in the bathroom one for a moment, I laid down. I was tired of watching TV. Mm-hmm. I laid down and I went, completely exploded. That's when I noticed that there were a lot of foreign particles that didn't belong to the carpet, but they were dark.
It's a good thing that floor is dark, like the brown, marbled like carpet, because you just don't see it.
Unless you get about 2 inches from it. And you realize there's about half an inch of stuff before you get to the carpet.
Oh, it's horrible. That carpet, the pattern changes weekly.
Would you like some apple pie?
Yeah.
Huh? Yes.
You have to
wait
a little
while.
Okay. Well, no. You want to do the dishes? Sure. Do you wash all dry? How's that for a cow pet?
No, from the
dishwasher. Yeah. I never use the dishwasher. I always do it by hand.
Huh?
I always do it by hand.
Well, I let them accumulate, you know, for 2 days and then,
you know,
frozen in the
shower. Okay, you wash them off
the
water first.
Yeah, of course.
You just
patch
them on the dishes.
I try not to allow any roaches in any free meals.
Oh, that's good.
You want the,
yes.
Snotted strawberries?
Strawberries, yes.
I wish I could get rid of my allergies.
The allergies are bothering you, are they?
What?
The allergies are bothering
you? I'm stuffed up.
I knew that.
Can I put tea salt up your nose?
Sure.
It's really gross when it dries up.
Yeah, it's not too appealing, is it?
It's
sort of like, sort of like plaster.
What does that remind you of? I wonder if we could sell it to the Elmer to do people.
Yeah, really.
Patent it.
I'm bringing some of my car parts home with me. I'm going to do work on the car.
Hmm?
I'm bringing some of my car parts with me to New York. I'm going to do some work on the car in New York.
Oh, okay.
How's that for a hard car? Car
really, I was going to say, you're bringing some car parts back from New York? I don't understand.
I'm doing that,
that
too.
But you're
I'm doing that too, but I'm bringing some of the pieces for the console. I'm going to make my console in New York. My father's got a machine shop. I'll use his shop and I'll build it in there in New York.
Sounds good.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Your car won't be just idly waiting.
I'm
going to
work on several projects when you're gone. One of them is for you.
Huh?
One of them is for you.
Uh-oh.
Getting fidgety against all the
good.
And we paint the furniture in the bedroom. Finally.
You get those wood marks off the bedpost. These handcuffs really do a job on the bedpost. They really do.
Making my wrist. Can't
pay
my wrist.
Yeah, I really do need to get another set of handcuffs. What about that?
It's all yours. I'm staying on this one. My old hairdresser,
no,
the best
guy.
Hairdresser in the world, wears pink pants, dances around me, and cusses up a storm, and throws combs across the place, the most eccentric guy you've ever seen. He is definitely homosexual, wouldn't even think of being bisexual, but he's the best haircutter I've ever seen. My old spent 3 hours on me.
How much does he charge?
Well, he's not cheap.
I'm sure he isn't. How much does he cost?
Well, it's about $25 for a haircut.
Okay.
But then if I have any extra conditioning, which I usually have, and maybe a little self-made treatment or a little perm or something,
it's another $30 or $40. It's almost like a head massage.
Oh, it's wonderful. And he sits there and massages, you know, and it's great. It's sort of monthly therapeutic treatment.
Not me. I like that, but I don't have the time to sit there and... Plus, I don't want to pay somebody to do it. I like getting my hair cut, I do.
Oh, it's nice. It makes some money to fill with your hair. Well, this man, I've even gone out with him. On a friendly date, obviously. It's really nice. There's no threat.
Yeah.
And he took his boyfriend with us. And
really?
Three of us.
Hit the town.
Hit the town. It was really fun.
A lot of gay bars in Houston.
We didn't go to the gay bar, or I wouldn't go to the gay bar.
Why not?
Some of them are just not. I didn't know them well enough to
trust
myself with them in the gay bar.
Why?
Well, I think I'd find myself in a difficult situation if I were at a gay bar with two gay guys and I were approached by a gay girl. I wouldn't know what to do.
Why? Just tell them, I'm sorry, I'm not gay, man.
Well, yeah, sure, but really, when you go to a gay bar, you sort of place yourself in that situation.
No more so than going to a singles bar that's a heterosexual bar and having to, you're placing yourself in a situation that you're going to be asked out by a guy.
Well, it's true. That's why I don't go to the singles bar, because I don't want to be placed in it.
But that's part of the big social scene, is restaurants and bars, and you're excluding a whole segment of bars just because they're homosexual.
No, not really, because I've been to homosexual bars in Houston, but not with two gay guys.
So why not? They're two guys.
I guess it was the fact that I was the third person that I didn't want to go with them to the gay bar.
If you went with one gay guy, it'd be cool.
Maybe. The two times I've been with group.
Yeah.
Just a bunch of folks. I didn't really stand out. But with the two guys being intimate, I felt like, you know, I would stand out and I would be sort of more focused of attention in the gay bar. And I didn't want to be that focused.
But if you went with just one gay guy, it'd be okay.
Probably. Well, I don't know. Because he'd probably be looking for...
Not if he's going there with your company.
Well, that's true.
I mean, he's going there with you. Well, you're not going there with him hoping that he's going to pick somebody up. You're going there together to enjoy each other's company at this point.
Right.
So that'd be okay.
Probably. I don't know. I've never been asked that.
It's funny.
I've never had a gay guy ask me if I wanted to go to a gay bar with him. Just him. And a group of them is a lot of fun. And it's really supposed to be some of the best places in Houston are in Montrose, in the gay area. We have a big place. In fact, we went to one that was a jazz place. And supposedly it was gay, but I couldn't really tell. Most of the people there were black. And they had a great big band up on the stage who played. And then every once in a while they would switch off people. Anybody in the audience that wanted to play to get up there
really?
And play, and they have instruments, all sorts of instruments just sitting out there.
It's pretty cool. Sure, you got some interesting pieces.
Some strange combination.
I'm sure it was.
But it was good. It was very jazzy. I liked it. But he's gonna play. He thinks my hair is too much fun to work with. Oh, he's real enthusiastic in my hair.
Does he like it short? Is he the one who cut it short?
No. Last time I let him have free hand, that's why he cut it so short. Because he said he wanted to gray out my face. Well, he did, because I didn't have any hair.
He cut it short.
Yeah. He's going to trim it. I told him over the phone that I wanted to grow out my hair and that I wanted him to shave it so that when he grew out, it would grow out right. Because right now it's sort of crooked and, you know, a little critical of it. So he said, oh, well, I just got some new magazines in. We'll look for it. I'll find you a great magazine. He's so bubbly. It's a lot of fun.
That's good. I'm glad you cut my hair this week at the Supercuts. That was the best I've been to, definitely, her. The other ones have been really bad. She was really good. I mean, she did a good, real even job.
That's a pretty reasonable price. $8. Yeah.
$6 was reasonable. That was mine. I think reasonable. $8's pushing it, that is.
My father's the same
way. I'll never spend any more than
that. I remember the time when we just paid $50.
$0.50, I do too. I mean, I wasn't paying.
You got that all, aren't you?